Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, and when Michigan State Athletics has success. Dr. Braccio is usually a pretty upbeat person. I'm sure he's sitting on cloud nine after Michigan State won the men's basketball tournament in Indianapolis. Dr. B, how are you, sir?
Well, after getting bloodied a few times when we were injured, the Big Lions party has come back and taken control of his territory in basketball. So quite happy. That was a great win over the weekend and does give me this image of Big Lion Sparty back up on the hill in charge of territory. So that's the way it ought to be.
I have some relatives who are big Michigan fans, and I just can't hear from them. They won't return my calls or my emails or my text. I can't imagine why that is, Dr. B.
Well, I don't either, but that was pretty ha-ha, pretty tough loss, because those were a couple tough ones in the middle of the year, but this big one there, the championship game, and such a total beatdown, it was really quite a win for the Spartans. And I will say it's hard to beat a team three times, but this was one of those that there'll be a lot of, you can be sure, Big Ten championship, the tournament championship T-shirts this year with that Michigan State Michigan score. I can guarantee you that they'll be out and about here, along with the Rose Bowl here in just a couple months, hopefully a couple weeks, actually, if the weather permits.
This morning, I want to talk about panic attacks as a youth football and basketball coach. I've been pretty lucky. The kids that I'm around don't seem to get stressed out when they're in pressure situations. But there are people that do have panic attacks when the pressure is on, whether it's at work and they're in a pressure situation in their car or whatnot. Let's talk about this and how we can handle those, especially in business.
Well, let's talk here panic attacks, just even a little definition. These are terrible things, Tony. If one gets them, you get the rapid heartbeat, the chest sensations, you get dizziness, tingling, shortness of breath, severe anxiety, and often the person thinks they're dying, literally, go to the hospital. And when people get these, they seem to shock them, they're not aware of them, they just kind of come on, and they are really, really debilitating. And when you look at some of the numbers, that 20% of all Americans, okay, in terms of adult Americans at one time or another, we're looking at like 60 million people are going to have some type of a panic attack, and that 3 million people have them, worry about them at all times. This is a pretty serious kind of a thing. Even young children, actually, young boys and girls, and if you're into sports, you can see these occur with them sometimes also. So it's a devastating thing, and when people have bad learning, if they get a panic attack, say they're going into a store, they're driving their car, they then become really fearful of doing that activity again, and this, of course, leads to a phobia. So the phobia can lead to the panic attack. So it's a pretty devastating thing, and then people are ashamed, they feel bad, they're embarrassed, so they often don't even want to talk about these, but they're terrified of what the next one they're going to have.
So how do you handle those? Well, and before you tell us that, how do we teach young people how to handle this so when they become adults, they're well-versed?
Well, I think part of it is really teaching people how to relax, teaching people how to count themselves down, even numbers, deep breathing, just cognitive restructuring, rethinking, and saying, you're taking control, you're keeping calm, breathing in, breathing out, putting your mind on something else, and realizing that when you're having a bad learning experience, like if you're striking out in a baseball game, we'll say, and then all of a sudden you start getting a panic attack, you start really, just falling apart, which of course can happen in something like that. That's when you have to tell yourself, that this type of thing isn't the end of the world. You're going to have another chance. You just have to be breathing in, breathing out. And we do a lot of this in our work, by the way. We have some stuff on the internet, drjohnb.com. We have quite a few things actually on anxiety and actually a free audio download on panic attacks per se. But these are things that you have to work at. There are medications that help some people. There are people actually that will take Xanax if they're getting on a plane, if they're fearful of having a panic attack. the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which would be like Zoloft, Lexapro, Celexa. These are things that people also will take to that can help calm them down. But ultimately, you don't want to be relying on a medication. You want to be able to talk yourself down, be able to relax, and recognize that you're in control ultimately of your emotions, of your feelings, and you're being in control. And a person, when they're having a panic attack, Tony, they really don't believe that. They feel that they're totally out of control and there's nothing they can do to control themselves. So they really have to work on relaxation. They can use hypnosis, they can use yoga, they can use massages, you know, anything to help the person relax and just kind of slow down the body, slow down the whole system. Easier said than done. If people have them, they're devastating. But if people learn how to deal with them, how to take control, they can have far less impact. That doesn't mean there aren't people that are not more prone to get anxious, be bigger worriers, but to be in control of their own life rather than having panic attack and high anxiety ruin their lives.
All right, we talked about how to help young people do this. How about adults? How about people maybe who haven't been faced with panic attacks? I go to coaching again where I have seen some adults when the pressure's on and their team is getting beat up, they kind of fold and are frozen as opposed to reacting.
Well, I think what people always have to do, they have to be working on taking life as it comes, okay? They're always there like the batter. And really, it's a question of controlling what you're thinking about, controlling your anxiety levels. And a lot of this is really breathing, Tony, believe it or not. It's deep breathing, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And we tend to really underestimate that. And keeping our mind in control of this is a moment in time, this is our moment, this is something that we can work on. And being in control is when people get out of control that they're really having problems in life. And that's why it's really pivotal that the person be thinking, being in control, just, I use the breathing in, breathing out, recognizing this is a moment in time, but it's not the only moment in time, and you want to enjoy it, even if it's a highly charged moment, and don't let it be something that's going to ruin the rest of your life. That doesn't mean you don't compete, or if you're an observer, you don't get really intensely involved, but it means that you have to take control. But there are some people, I might add, that get so worked up that they actually, medications can be helpful to them, hopefully on a temporary basis. And of course, that's something more with the family doctor. But in our work, in terms of psychologists, what we deal with is helping people take control of anxiety, taking control of their emotions, so to speak, and always being in control. Those are funny words, Tony, because we use the words in control of ourselves, okay? But so often people aren't. They're kind of their emotions or anxiety, depression. We're talking about anxiety and panic attacks right now. Those things or fears of them often motivate their success, lack of success, and the way they address life. And those are pretty devastating. So we really do want to be in control, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult, whether you're in a work situation, athletic situation, a home situation. Being able to say, I'm taking control, I'm not going to let these events or a possible event take control and devastate and take control of me, I'm not going to let that happen. Easier said than done, but people can do it if they work at it.
We've been talking with Dr. John Braccio, who is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Tony.